Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is kind of amazing. Tez Steinberg rode from California, rode, like as in a boat, from California to Hawaii in his first expedition after a pretty traumatic loss, and that took him 71 days.
I got into endurance sports while going through depression in college, started racing, and it helped me feel better. But as I went farther and farther, I discovered this belief in myself that I'm so much stronger than I thought I was. And then in 2016, after years of racing, my father suddenly died and he actually took his life. After he died, I decided to row across an ocean by myself. I thought, if someone who's not a rower, not a sailor, can row across an ocean, maybe it can also inspire other people to believe in themselves and their potential to change and grow.
Yeah. Mm. And so that first trip took him 71 days. And along that trip, he saw plastic floating in the ocean every single day.
Right.
So this time he's rowing solo from Hawaii to Australia to bring awareness to the issue of ocean conservation. And when I say solo, like that means no support boat. Like he's just going all by himself. He's got all the supplies that he's going to need, food and all that stuff.
That is crazy.
Just hoping that he gets good weather and it's smooth sailing, because that's the thing that you can't predict.
Yeah, in the open ocean, like weather can just change on an instant.
Instantly, exactly. So he's using the same boat he did for the first trip, and hopefully it's going to hold up. And again, going to be smooth sailing, and he'll get to accomplish his goal. And again, just prove that he can do something. Like, he was not a seasoned sailor or anything like that when he did the first trip. He's just proven to himself that he can do it, and hopefully inspiring people along the way.
All right.
See his story at WDJX.com.